Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com.
Welcome everyone to Basic Bootcamp Lesson 4. This one's called Happy New Year. My name is JP and I'm here with Fernando.
Hey JP, hey everyone. Fernando.
¿Cómo estás tú?
Bien, bien, gracias.
So this lesson is called Happy New Year. What are we going to listen for?
The countdown.
The countdown. It's going to be a New Year's countdown, I suppose.
Right? Oh, yes, yes.
Okay. So I bet we're going to hear some numbers, right?
That is correct.
Okay, so we're going to listen for those numbers in this dialogue, which you're about to hear right now. Here we go.
Diez, nueve, ocho, siete, seis, cinco, cuatro, tres, dos, uno. ¡Feliz Año Nuevo!
Let's hear it again, dramatic speed.
Diez, nueve, ocho, siete, seis, cinco, cuatro, tres, dos, uno. ¡Feliz Año Nuevo!
One more time with a translation.
Diez, nueve, ocho.
Ten, nine, eight.
Siete, seis, cinco.
Seven, six, five.
Cuatro, tres, dos, uno.
4, 3, 2, 1.
¡Feliz Año Nuevo!
Happy New Year! Okay, Fernando, what did we just hear? What just happened?
We were at a New Year's Eve party, and we heard everyone counting down to the last 10 seconds until midnight struck.
Okay, this is where everybody watches the clock, and then the countdown happens, and then everybody shouts, Happy New Year! And then there's kissing and drinking.
And mistletoe. Well, no, that's a different holiday. So you've been to a New Year's Eve party then, JP?
I've been to a few. Shall we look at the vocabulary?
Let's. Uno.
One.
Uno. Uno.
What's next?
Dos.
Two.
Dos. Dos.
What's next?
Tres.
Three.
Tres. Tres.
What's next?
Cuatro.
Four?
Cuatro. Cuatro.
What's next?
Cinco.
Five.
Cinco. Cinco.
What's next?
Seis.
Six.
Seis. Seis.
What's next?
Siete.
Seven.
Siete. Siete.
What's next?
Ocho.
Eight.
Ocho. Ocho.
What's next?
Nueve.
Nine.
Nueve. Nueve.
Okay, last one.
Diez.
Ten.
Diez. Diez.
All right, let's have a closer look at the usage of the words and phrases in this lesson. So, Fernando, counting backwards from 10 to 1 is a great skill to have for countdowns.
Countdowns are always exciting.
Okay, so let's hear the numbers again, but this time let's hear it in order, like in counting order.
Uno, dos, tres.
Uno, dos, tres. Okay, this is 1, 2, 3. Now remember, folks, when you're pronouncing the O in uno and dos, you have to use a Spanish O, right? Uno, dos. Not the American O, right? It's not dos or uno. It's uno and dos.
Uno, dos, tres. That's 1, 2, 3.
Okay, how about 4, 5, and 6?
Cuatro, cinco, seis.
Now for that number 5, cinco, in Latin America we say cinco. In Spain they'd say cinco.
Cinco, cinco tío.
Cinco. Okay, and the word for 6, seis, it's one little syllable, right? Seis.
Seis, siete, ocho. Nueve.
Okay, so siete, ocho, nueve. These are 7, 8, and 9. Siete, ocho, nueve. Siete is 2 syllables, right? So siete. Now, if you jag it out to 3 syllables, like you'd say siete, siete.
Then you sound gringo fabulous.
Okay, so siete. Nueve is also only 2 syllables. So nueve. Now, the first syllable, nue, is sometimes hard for English speakers to say in 1 syllable, right? Nueve. Nueve.
And the last number is diez. Just one syllable, JP.
Okay, just one syllable. Diez. Not diez, right?
Diez.
Diez. Number 10. Diez.
Okay. So what's the grammatical point you want to talk about now? We did all these numbers.
Okay, so I want to talk about Feliz Año Nuevo.
This is how we say Happy New Year.
Right, Feliz Año Nuevo.
Now, we really only say this one day a year.
Yes, but for one day, we say it a lot, right? Now, I want to break it down just a little bit. The word for happy is...
Feliz.
Feliz. So if you're looking at the lesson notes, you can see that Feliz ends in a Z, right? In a zeta. So in Latin America, we say Feliz. And in Spain, we would say feliz.
Feliz.
Feliz. Now, feliz año nuevo. The last word is nuevo, right?
Nuevo, new.
New, okay? So the pronunciation tip I have for you all is that nuevo is a two-syllable word, right? Nue and vo. So if you say it in three syllables, nuevo, nuevo, nuevo.
JP, can you stop? I think they got the picture.
Nuevo. JP? Okay. Okay, two okay. syllables. Nuevo. Nuevo. Now, the last word is año.
Año.
Okay, it means year, año. And here's a good example of the ñ in the wild, right? The letter ñ, año. Now, folks, that ñ is a real Spanish letter. And if you forget the squiggle when you write it, your Spanish teacher will mark it misspelled because then it says ano.
Which means anus. So... Feliz Año Nuevo, JP.
Gracias, Fernando. Feliz Año Nuevo. Hey, Fernando, can you tell us any Mexican traditions for the Año Nuevo?
In my home, you tend to have a big dinner.
Okay.
A little before, accompanied by, you know, a bit of, you know, drinks.
Okay.
Adult drinks.
Okay. Are there any crazy traditions like jumping or you have to kiss somebody or... is there anything that out of the ordinary that our American listeners might not know about?
Well, there's the grape tradition.
The grape tradition? What's that?
You have 12 grapes ready to go once the clock strikes 12. So okay. you have to eat a grape for each chime, which will signify a wish that will come true.
Okay, but those chimes come like a second apart, right? They're like, dong.
You have to practice, ding. JP. Yes.
So you need 12 grapes.
You need 12 grapes, and more importantly, you need to know what you want to wish for.
You have 12 wishes.
You have 12 wishes, yes.
Okay.
So if you finish them all, then you will have your wishes granted. Or so they say, yes.
Okay.
Okay, folks, thank you for listening. This has been Basic Bootcamp lesson number 4. We'll be back in lesson 5. Hasta luego.
Hasta luego.
Diez, nueve, ocho, siete, seis, cinco, cuatro, tres, dos, uno. ¡Feliz Año Nuevo!